Citizens in Springfield, Ohio rejoice at Trump's Haitian TPS amnesty win. By Neil Monroe on June 25, 2026. American citizens in Springfield, Ohio are rejoicing after the Supreme Court allowed President Donald Trump to cancel the quasi-amnesty temporary protected status TPS, granted to the city's huge population of Haitian migrants despite strong opposition from local and national business groups. Yes. Supreme Court allowing deportation of Haitians to continue, said a message from a local Facebook group, Stop the Influx into Springfield, Ohio. When is the farewell party? This is an occasion for celebration, said anonymous member 811 after the Supreme Court ruled that Trump could end the temporary protected status given to Haitians by President Joe Biden. Yes it is, we have all been through hell, responded positive, user 2386. The citizen group of 4,700 members opposed the inflow of at least 10,000 Haitians, which was strongly backed by the city's establishment of employers, landlords, retailers, teachers, nonprofits, and political leaders, including Mayor Rob Rue, who is also a landlord. The migration was even defended by the state's GOP governor, Mike DeWine. The court's decision, and Trump's follow-up, will ensure the Haitian migrants lose their work permits, access to government aid, driver's licenses, and legalized residency. They are also likely to quickly lose their pleas for asylum. In turn, local employers will face fines if they keep employing the Haitians instead of local Americans, and landlords will have to negotiate cheaper rents for American families as Haitians move out of the local housing market. The departure will also open up new education opportunities for the children of Springfield's citizens. Springfield's populist struggle between citizens and business leaders became a central issue in the 2024 election. Then Ohio Senator J.D. Vance championed the city's residents while the national media amplified the establishment claims that any criticisms of migration were motivated by racism. Elites looked down their noses at the Springfield citizens. Biden's pro-migrant border chief, who lived in Los Angeles and Northern Virginia, even claimed that the Midwestern Ohio city blossomed by reason of the infusion of individuals from another country. The blossoming has been great for the big box retailers, the absentee landlords, the staffing companies, but it's been terrible for regular people here, Springfield resident William Monahan told Breitbart News in 2024. A handful of people are getting fabulously wealthy on it, but it is destroying the local community, he added. Mayorkas' blossom claim displays his underlying assumption that these American towns and the people who live in them were defective and needed this immigration to live a full life, responded Mark Krikorian, director of the Center for Immigration Studies. On Thursday, the court's decision was lamented by Todd Schulte, president of Forward.us, a pro-migration lobby founded by billionaire West Coast investors. He wrote, Heartbreaking, terrible decision that defies common sense. The administration simply broke the law in the way it terminated TPS, showing animus and not following any advisory process. Now hundreds of thousands of people who have lived here for decades lives are in chaos. In April, Breitbart News reported that pro-migration lobbyists had submitted a legal brief to the court by pro-migration economists. The brief claimed President Joe Biden's 1.4 million TPS migrants from Haiti, Venezuela, and El Salvador create $20 billion in annual profits for investors. After the Supreme Court's decision, the local newspaper, the Springfield News-Sun, was despondent at the victory for citizens and democracy over elite and business interests, saying, Some Springfield faith leaders and community members reacted to the decision with shock and frustration. Today's decision is painful, Springfield pastor Carl Ruby said in a statement. But our calling has not changed. Scripture teaches us to stand with the vulnerable, tell the truth about our neighbors, and refuse to let fear have the final word. Haitian families belong in our community, and we will continue to stand beside them with courage, compassion, and conviction. Ruby said many Haitians in the Springfield area are going to need help with housing, food, and other essential costs because they are going to lose their work authorization. Ruby helped bring the Haitians to Springfield and was a member of the Bible, Police, Badges and Business Group run by the business-backed National Immigration Forum. Springfield's win will echo nationwide in many other towns where local elites have hired TPS migrants instead of Americans, said Jay Palmer, the co-founder of Project Eradicate, which uses lawsuits to expose migration fraud. This is a win for Americans. Now American vocational students and workers have a chance to earn a livable wage, because employers will now have to use legal labor. We know these businesses will labor traffic these people by directing them to staffing agencies in order to bypass E-Verify. But we will be waiting to file lawsuits, he added. In the meantime, American citizens in Springfield are celebrating their win over the media-backed business class. Pack them bags. Bye-bye, said supportive Rambutan 3949 in the Springfield Facebook group. I'm so happy right now I can't stand it. Get them all the hell out of here. Mayor, Rob Ruyupasu lost, said Proficient Fish 1958.